This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, May 28th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. Lack of critical DEM support remains a farm bill challenge. Virus particles detected in more beef. Meat export, a bright spot. Connor, Congress has a long ways to go on a farm bill. One of D.C.'s most experienced veterans of farm policy says lawmakers are still far from the finish line on a new farm bill, despite House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn Thompson's success in getting four Democratic votes for his legislation in a marathon markup last week. Getting some rank-and-file Democrat votes for a bill is not the same as having the support of senior Democrats on the House and the Senate Ag Committee, says Connor, President and CEO of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives. Connor led farm policy in the George W. Bush White House and later served as Deputy Agriculture Secretary. There's bipartisanship, and there's bipartisanship among leaders of the House and the Senate that will ultimately be at the table when this bill is finished. Right now, those leaders are not on board with this bill and have no plans to do so, Connor said in an AgriPulse open mic interview. Connor notes the House Ag Committee's ranking Democrat, David Scott of Georgia, was, quote, extremely sharp in his criticism of the farm bill. They've got a long ways to go, Connor added. Now keep in mind, Senate Ag Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow of Michigan and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries of New York actively involved in trying to keep Democrats united against the bill. What's next? Well, the top Republican on the Senate Ag Committee, John Bozeman of Arkansas, is expected to release an outline of his farm bill proposal sometime after lawmakers return from this week's recess. Viral particles found in one of 96 beef tissue samples tested. USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service has announced the detection of H5N1 viral particles in one of 96 beef tissue samples tested. But the agency says no meat from the cull dairy cattle entered the food supply. FSI has collected multiple tissues, including muscle samples from the diaphragm, at FSIS-inspected slaughter facilities from cull dairy cattle that have been condemned for systemic diseases, the agency said. The samples were then analyzed by the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. Meanwhile, Michigan's Department of Agriculture and Rural Development has confirmed H5N1 in three more herds in the state, bringing the total in Michigan to 21 herds in 10 counties. USDA's National Veterinary Services Laboratories has yet to confirm the results for two of the herds. NVSL has now confirmed H5N1 in 63 herds in 9 states. South Dakota, where a herd was first identified with H5N1 on April 9th, has had 3 herds confirmed since May 17. Food Safety Watch, well, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report that 109 people from 29 states have become ill from salmonella after touching or caring for backyard poultry. 33 people have been hospitalized, but so far, no deaths have been reported. Volume of pork exports up, industry group says. Trade with Mexico, Korea, Central America, and Colombia is propelling new growth in U.S. pork exports, says U.S. Meat Export Federation President Dan Hallstrom. The U.S. saw a 6% increase in both the volume and value of U.S. pork exports for the first quarter of this year over the same period in 2023. We have some optimism, I think, on several fronts in the pork industry, but without a doubt, the international side is definitely one of those positive notes, Hallstrom said at the recent U.S. Meat Export Federation annual conference. Meanwhile, beef export volume was down slightly year over year by less than 1%, but the value of beef exports was up 9%. Hallstrom said that was, quote, a very good sign that would indicate beef is still in demand, though it might be at higher prices. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Edge says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Imports filling the gap as demand outpaces U.S. aquaculture. The number of fish farms in the U.S. is declining even as consumer demand for fish and shellfish has boomed. According to a report from the USDA's Economic Research Service, U.S. aquaculture sales have continued to grow somewhat as the number of farms has declined, but consumption has increased even more. According to the report, per capita consumption for fish and shellfish grew by 31% from 2002 to 2021, that to 20.5 pounds. Meanwhile, the number of U.S. aquaculture farms declined to 2,932 in 2018, the latest year in the report. That's down from just over 4,300 in 2005. Sales from U.S. farms grew by 3% from 2013 to 2018, adjusted for inflation. Now keep in mind, imports are supporting America's growing appetite for seafood. Imports totaled $25.5 billion last year, with Canada and Chile accounting for 14 and 13% of that, respectively. Commerce seeks members for Renewable Energy Advisory Committee. The International Trade Administration and the Department of Commerce is seeking nominations for the Renewable Energy and Energy Efficiency Advisory Committee. The panel's work will focus on technologies, equipment, and services to generate electricity, produce heat, and power vehicles from renewable sources such as solar, wind, biomass, hydropower, geothermal, and hydrogen, ITA says in a Federal Register notice. Non-fossil fuels that reduce carbon consumption, such as liquid biofuels and pellets, are included within the committee's purview. The committee can include up to 30 members. Nominations are due by June 14th. Meeting on tap of Export Council. The White House today is announcing a meeting of the President's Export Council. The June 11 session will include a discussion of recommendations to expand exports and a presentation of a report about a fact-finding trip by some members to Thailand in March. Land O'Lakes CEO Beth Ford is on the council. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, May 28th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.